When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today we're going to talk about the TikTok ban and why the government really wants to keep us from using TikTok. It seems as though they don't want us to have any money. They don't want us to produce. They don't want us to have an economy. No, I'm just kidding. Well, sometimes it seems like that, doesn't it? Well, it seems as though they squandered this into a little bill, kind of slipped it into a little bill that passed yesterday that said if TikTok does not sell outside of China, basically they're, okay, let's go back to the beginning. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is the parent company. ByteDance is owned by a Chinese company. China and America don't really get along very well, do they? Well, at least China doesn't let out its secrets. China is a state-run country, meaning the government runs the entire country. Some might say that the United States is the same way. But this bill that passed yesterday seems like almost like a good bill. It's slipped into a bill that allows us to give $85 billion to the Ukraine and to Israel for their fights and their wars. So in one fell swoop, it makes us direct enemies with China, Russia, and Iran in one bill. And this has passed the House and the Senate, and it's on Biden's desk today. Today, as you listen to this, today should be Wednesday, April 24th. So when I'm making it, so when I'm going to put it out. So on Tuesday, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion package providing critical aid to the Ukraine and to enact a provision that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. So I just think that this is a fascinating bill. What happened? Where did everything go? Okay, so it seems as though the government really wanted to slip this in under the radar, saying that we're helping people and we're helping the Ukraine and doing all this, but in all reality, they're really going to take away one of the most popular social platforms for people to make money in America. Americans are making a lot of money, millions and probably billions of dollars off of this thing. They are being hugely successful. They're getting off of, needing help from American companies. They're getting paid by this Chinese company. And China is getting all of their direct information right from the source, right from Americans. Now, people might say, well, why does the government want to ban TikTok? Well, they believe that the Chinese are using TikTok as a information gathering system software. So they believe that the software is providing them with valuable information from Americans to the Chinese government. But not only that, it works reverse. It works in the way that now they can promote videos to us as a propaganda source so that we just didn't take all their information. They can send us a whole bunch of stupid videos. And this has actually been proven. They promote a bunch of dance videos, funny videos, you know, kind of videos that aren't going to raise our intellect, but raise our entertainment. And then over in China, what they promote and show to the Chinese that use the TikTok app is educational videos. They promote that. They promote, you know, young people playing, instruments, young people being successful with math, young people being successful with learning things in nature and how to learn things and how to educate their future generations. Isn't that interesting? Now, some might say, well, that's just because America is all about the entertainment. That's our major export, is entertainment from Hollywood. And that would be a smart business move by the Chinese company to promote entertainment. But they're also a threat to Amazon, Target, Walmart, any online seller, because they have what's called the TikTok shop, where creators like me or anyone else can sell products when you make a video. So when you make a video, you can actually link a product right from the TikTok shop, which are products that they promote from China, and you can sell them in the video. If somebody clicks on the link, you can sell it there. So it's really hurting Amazon, because their prices are insane. They're way lower than here, and they ship fast. You know, you're usually going to get it within a week or so. Not going to be like Amazon, like next day or 2 days, but it's fast. So TikTok really is threatening multiple avenues. It's threatening Hollywood, because we're making our own entertainment. It's threatening the news media outlets, because now we're putting out and promoting our own news, and the government can't just put the kibosh on it. You can put out anything. You capture an alien, you can put it on there. You know, the government doesn't really have a say in it. So now if they sell it to an outside of China company, the U.S. can have more influence and keep secrets like aliens and like their financial, you know, dealings behind the scenes, like Max Azzarello, you know, said before he set himself on fire, is that the government is in bed with all of these huge financial interests and all these very popular players, and it's going to bring about the end of the world. And I'm going to do a podcast on Bitcoin and tell you what is going on with Bitcoin and how he might actually be right. So we have a guy who actually set himself on fire to bring attention to this issue, and he might actually be right. So we're going to talk about that, and the fact that Bitcoin has and was created by a person who nobody knows even exists. So we're going to cover that too. But I think that, you know, when we look at this TikTok ban, you have to ask yourself, is this a restriction of rights, restriction of freedom of rights, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press? Because it is. But is the government ultimately trying to do us a solid and protect our rights and protect ourselves? Most people will say no, because the government only looks out for themselves. That may be true, but they really don't want China to obtain military secrets or any information on us, or have what's called a PSYOP opportunity to promote and propagandize us with what they want us to see. Maybe they start filtering in some pro-Chinese government stuff. Maybe it's been known to promote anti-Semitism in some other countries, including Israel. So, you know, you really have to ask yourself, if the government runs their internet, runs their country, kind of like Cuba. Cuba only allows you, if you go to the internet in the library in Cuba, which is the only place you can access the internet, you can only access the internet in certain state-run facilities. You can't just access it at home. And you go there, and you can only access certain websites. So if the government in China is actually running TikTok and running what they promote, then technically it is a PSYOP. Technically, they are showing us only what they want to show us and promoting only what they want to promote. It's very interesting, because I do use I do use TikTok, although I don't use it a lot. I've noticed that in 2021, 2022, I had like hundreds of thousands of views on different videos. And now it's gone down to 200, if that. Now, and everybody is noticing the same thing. It's almost like there's already been a pre-ban happening, and now the Chinese government is saying, hey, we're just going to push our shit as hard as we can before you guys ban us, and that's it. And what's interesting is they're pushing videos that promote their products. That's not even a secret. That's well known. You promote their products, they're going to push yours to the front of the page, front of the viewing page. So basically TikTok works as you holding it in your hand and you can scroll through videos. So each time you swipe down, you see a new video. You don't know what it's going to be. It's supposed to be an algorithm-based service center right in your hand. So basically you swipe it and it's supposed to be information that you want to see. The algorithm starts to understand what you watch the most and tries to feed it into you. It's like an AI entertainment system, and they perfected it. Well, close to perfected it. And so people are addicted, very addicted to this app. And it makes you wonder, you know, is that another reason why the government doesn't want them to have all say-so on this? But this bill, which Biden is going to sign, also puts the Ukraine and Israel and other allies in receiving $95 billion in aid. Well, if we give the Ukraine, I think they said that it was going to be like $65 billion, that immediately puts us as enemies of Russia. The ban on TikTok immediately puts us as enemies of China. The Israel-based assistance immediately makes us enemies of Iran, which is, you know, see, I think that's okay because Israel needs the help. But when it comes down to the Ukraine and Russia, and we can handle Iran. Do you really want to make enemies with Mother Russia? I mean, that's a big country, and I'm not saying don't help the Ukraine, but I'm just saying maybe do it under the table. Don't put it out in the press and the public and do this. I just think it's scary there, but you know, it's interesting because going back to the TikTok issue, TikTok attracted unwanted scrutiny of not only its addictiveness, which is exactly what I said in this article, but also due to its Chinese owner ByteDance that raised concern amongst the lawmakers and security experts that the Chinese government could tap TikTok's trove of personal data about millions of U.S. users. What's interesting is they can steal all of the bank information that you put on there, because if you buy anything, you have to put your bank information on there, your address, all that information, your age, all that information. They could just tap into it. And if they wanted to commit a full-on land war, they might have a whole bunch of information as to how old and how many fighting-aged men they have, right? Battle-aged men, and what their interests are, and exactly figure out where they're at. And, you know, I mean, all this kind of information would be available to them. So it's kind of sketchy. It says it might devastate 7 million businesses and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. annually. So basically, TikTok has 9 months to sell to a non-Chinese owner. Does that really make a difference? What if they sell it to, I don't know, a Russian owner? Right? That's going to be the same problem. So they basically have to say, you know, you can't sell it to China, or you can't sell it to any Chinese companies, you can't sell it to any Russian companies, you can't sell it to any of our enemies, any Iranian companies, you can only sell it to all these people. So it's kind of interesting, right? The only leverage they have is money, because they're getting so much money from us as well as giving it to the Americans. They're selling so many products, they're gaining a lot of information from us as well. And who's to say if they sell it that they don't still have access to it, right? Couldn't they just build in a back door and still sell it to another company? Seems like that would be something that would be easily done. So they got 9 months to do it with the potential of a 3-month grace period. Then just say 12 months, say a year. That's just stupid. So anyway, by January, they have to have sold, or there will be a ban on TikTok. We won't be able to access it. There are some other platforms out there that are similar to TikTok. One is called Clapper, which I downloaded last night. I'm going to check it out. It seems very similar, although there's only 1 million downloads there. But it might be a good way to start a business so that you're one of the first people in on it. And you start making money. You can start, and it has the same kind of similar platform where you can earn money, you can monetize videos and things like that. If TikTok sold, who might buy it? There's some bidders in America who might buy it. Microsoft's included. Oracle is included. We have a group of individuals from the government, including the Secretary of Treasury, that put together a group of people who would be willing to buy it. Isn't that interesting? So we're gonna ban you, and then we're gonna offer to buy your product. We're already in debt to China by like trillions of dollars, and we're gonna offer to buy their product. And that thing is so valuable. I mean, it's got to be worth like $1 trillion, probably. I mean, the internet estimates that roughly 60% of TikTok users would shift to Meta's Instagram and Facebook if TikTok went dark in the U.S. And Google would also benefit. See, the thing about TikTok is it's also a search algorithm, just like or search software, just like YouTube is. So you, in the grand scheme of things, a lot of people don't think about this. Google is at number one when it comes to search engines. YouTube is number two, which is owned by Google. And people search there for videos on how to fix things and how to do things. Then you also have TikTok, where people search there. I've done it myself. I've searched there just like I would a YouTube video, except it's shorter. It's like only like 60 seconds usually. They can be up to 10 minutes, but they're usually 60 seconds. So you have to ask yourself, you know, do you want to go on to YouTube and try to find a 10, 20 minute video, or do you want to go on TikTok, try to find a 60 second video, answer your question, and boom, you're done. So TikTok might actually be more valuable. So who might benefit from the bill? Well, a lot of U.S. companies, right? I mean, let's face it, a lot of U.S. companies are going to benefit from it, including Amazon, Walmart, and a whole bunch of other people that, you know, don't have a need for this company to exist, including the U.S. government. Now, keep in mind this very important point. This is brought to us by Medium.com, that Google was extremely funded to Page and Sergey Brin, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who created Google. It was funded and seeded by the CIA, the NSA, and MDDS. It was not only partly funded, but senior U.S. intelligence representatives, including CIA officials, oversaw the evolution of Google in the pre-launch phase. They had their hands in it. They gave money to it. They observed it. They watched it. That's why they know TikTok is valuable. TikTok could be inherently bad for the United States government and military. So they want to own it. And they put together their own group of buyers to buy it. How does that make you feel? What if you created something and the government was like, hey, we want to buy, we want to give you an offer you can't refuse, right? Well, Godfather Mafia action there. We're making an offer you can't refuse. You either take the money or you take something else. Plato or plumo, they say in Mexico, they say you want silver or lead, and you know what lead is. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to see if they sell. If they don't, the United States estimates that Facebook and Google will increase their profits 60%. Meaning, if they seeded Google with all of this money and maybe even assisted Facebook, we're going to look at this article later on, who benefits? American companies and the United States from its own citizens. So not only are you getting taxed, but now your freedoms are taken away to use another platform. And they might take away some freedoms to protect you, but in the end, the internet is always here. The internet started here, and most of the servers are here. They know everything. They watch over everything that happens in the internet. So keep that in mind. So protect yourself. I hope you guys take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. I guess just watch what watch this news information, see what happens, see how these companies interact, and see who's profiting, and kind of go from there. Internet's a wild place. You got to take care of yourself. So, take care of yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally. Maybe get off the phone a little bit more. Maybe get off the internet a little bit more. Maybe go out for a walk and enjoy life for a little bit. The less screen time, the better, in my opinion. So, I hope you guys take care of yourselves, though, seriously. Paint, play some pool, bird watch. I don't care. just enjoy the beauty of simple life for a little while. You never know how long we've got it for. So take care of yourselves. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.